Brothers and sisters in Christ, so we have been in a situation that in almost like more than half a year, almost so people, we have so many reasons here to worry here. In this day, especially, you know, the time of pandemic, COVID-19, it's been reported getting worse day after day here. With the number of mortality is increasing daily, yeah. And the life of the people is getting harder, yeah. And for some, almost like unbearable, yeah, for some people, yeah. And also in the days ahead, with the vaccine, yeah, the people asking the question about the morality of vaccine, yeah. Whether we as Catholic should we receive the vaccine or not, yeah. And also the possible deadly harm of the vaccine to the body, to the human's being, yeah, and to our life. So many questions need to be answered, yeah. And also the days before yesterday, FDA, you know, they approved a vaccine, yeah, that could be used, yeah, for the urgent use, yeah, in our country, yeah. And it was interesting, they approved the vaccine, but they said they still do not have enough data to make a conclusion about the safety of the new vaccine, yeah. And especially for the children below the age of 16, and for the pregnant women also, yeah, they're not sure, yeah, they don't know how safe it is, yeah. But one thing they know for sure is the side effect of the vaccine. They say they're going to be like a fatigue, headaches, and chills and joys, yeah, and muscle pain, yeah. And especially it will happen more frequent after the second shot, yeah. So even with the vaccine to prevent the COVID-19, but we still in the limbo, yeah, because we're not sure how the vaccine will protect us, yeah, against the COVID-19. Yeah. So anyway, that's the situation, of the world we are living. But in spite of all of that, the message and the church and the gospel today call us to rejoice, yeah, to rejoice in the Lord. Yeah. Rejoicing in the Lord is meant in the grace of the true faith we have received, and in the hope of obtaining the eternal happiness, and rejoicing in the protection of the Most High under which we stand. So the message here of the gospel, Saint Paul and also the church here want to send to us this Sunday to rejoice always here in the Lord Jesus Christ, yeah. So that we see with the vestment, with the flower on the altar, and the rose vestment. So all kind of exterior sides here want to to invite us to rejoice in the Lord Jesus and in His coming here. Yeah. No matter may what happen to us here, yeah, but no one can. Like and take the choice away from us, yeah. So that's the message the Holy Mother Church want to send to us on this Sunday. Yeah. So looking at in the Holy Scriptures, we see many and countless examples of the person in time of distress, in time of sorrows, they always come to. To God, yeah, to seek His assistance and His consolation. Yeah. So let's the sorrowful Anna, the mother of the prophet Samuel. She spent her time with God day and night to pray in confiding prayer to God, and finally God heard her prayer and take away her shamefulness of infidelity by giving her the son. And it was the Samuel, the prophet. And also let's see the king Josaphat. And during the fighting against the enemies, he cannot do anything. He says, "Lord, we don't know what to do. We just look up our eyes on thee." And they receive the help from God. And also King David, he prayed, "Give joy to the souls of thy servant, for to thee, O Lord, I have lifted up my soul." That's the prayers of King David. So in this time of tribulation and anxiety, so let us come to Jesus Christ, the King of glory, who is constantly present among us in the tabernacle. It's so humble presence and quiet presence. But it's the same Jesus Christ as he was walking in the streets of Galilee 2,000 years ago. The same Jesus Christ, he present among us in the tabernacle. So let us come to Jesus Christ, especially in this time, so that we may obtain the peace and joy from Jesus Christ. The reason he was with us in the tabernacle is the Blessed Sacrament is to help us, to be with us to the end of time, to help us, because he foresees that in the womb we will be troubles, we will be tests, will be trial. So that is why he willingly to present among us in the Blessed Sacrament. If we forget the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in our life, Saint John may say to us, there has one stood among you, the person, the one you do not know. That is Jesus Christ here. So in the time of Jesus, the Jewish people, they're asking St. John, and St. John said to them, "There's one among you do not know. That is Jesus Christ, the one who walking among them and preaching to them and doing so many miracles and wonderful things, but they do not know." So it's maybe similar. Let's come to Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. St. John may say, "There's one among you do not know." So Jesus Christ always is with us in the Blessed Sacrament, in the tabernacle. So let us come to him in this time to seek assistance, to seek guidance from him, so that we may travel, we may keep our journeying to heavenly home. We not be, no matter what happens, how hardship, how difficulty, and we may face we may have to encounter, but we never be disappointed or discouraged or collapse on the way to our heavenly home. And in this time, and remembers the words of our Lord Jesus Christ says, "In the womb you shall have distress, but have confidence, I have overcome the womb." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen.